All right, everybody, happy Monday. It is Stick and Hack Reacts for September the 13th, 2021. I'm Adam Grubb from Stick and Hack. That is Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio in New York and a contributing writer for Stick and Hack. Keith, I'm going to just start out with a reaction right off the bat.
All right.
What do we even talk about? What do we even react to? Nothing happened over the weekend in golf. They're taking some time off here as we get ready for the Ryder Cup. So I had to kind of dig deep here to think, okay, what are we even going to discuss? Luckily, the Europeans picked their last six people of their team a month and a half after the U.S. did. That seemed a little odd. Let's talk about that. Your reaction first to the Europeans' six picks for the Ryder Cup coming up here in a week and a half.
Well, Adam, as usual, you're right on top of things. It wasn't a month and a half. Stricker 6 came out last Wednesday, and today is Monday, so right. It's roughly 5 days. And in the end, Patty Harrington only had to pick three guys. The other three came off a points list. So good job there, right on top of things, as usual, as the hack commentary. Couldn't fulfill your role better this morning to get us started on a Monday lunchtime discussion here. But right. So the three guys that come out, right? That are Harrington's picks are Garcia and Poulter, which everyone thought was going to be the case. And then the last pick was between Justin Rose and Shane Lowry. And the only thing I can say to Justin Rose is if he wasn't familiar before with the nationality of the current captain of the European Ryder Cup team, Paddy Harrington is Irish and so is Shane Lowry. So, sorry, buddy. I mean, you could take your 13-8-2 Ryder Cup record and you could sit this one out. Yeah. What are you going to do? So two thumbs up that the two teams are now set, that we have 24 players ready to speculate on for the Ryder Cup, which takes place, I guess, in your space-time continuum in like 6 weeks. So go from there.
All right. So a lot to unpack there, everybody. Most of it directed right at me, and that's fine. I was accused last week on YouTube as being a bit of a baby, so I will go the opposite way today, and I'll stand tall on the shoulders of giants of Keith Stewart. So, yes, the Ian Poulter, Sergio Garcia, 100% all in. Sergio, who was irrelevant for many years, back in relevancy and back in the top 20, back doing things on the course, and he is a staple of the Ryder Cup team and should be for many years to come. Ian Poulter, I can't remember Ryder Cup that I've ever witnessed that didn't have Ian Poulter beating his chest. So if the Europeans didn't have that, what do they have? Shane Lowry.
Number one player in the world. Keep going.
Shane Lowry, exactly. Shane Lowry, however, yeah. Was
nice
a...
Nice bad boy reference, yes. Got
thank
it.
You very yeah. much. Good job.
Yeah, Will Smith. Well
he
done.
Was that was a shock to many, no more so than JR. Do you agree with it? What's your reaction to it?
Well, you know, Shane Lowry wasn't far off, Adam. He was in it on the points, but then he double bogeyed the last hole on Sunday, so he got popped out and burned. Weisberger he jumped in his place. So, I mean, he was borderline. Again, you know, Rose has been to, I think, six of these things, and, you know, I said his record earlier, 13-8-2. So, you know, I get it. But I also see what's going on here. You know, the average age of the European team is a little ways up there. You know, I think it's 32 where the Americans are 29. Everyone seems to be trending towards getting some rookies in there, getting some new blood. You know, Lee Westwood 10 times, Garcia 9 times. You got to get some other guys in there. And so I don't think the Shane Lowry pick is that out of the ordinary, to be honest with you. So I give it a thumbs up. And I think Paddy Harrington's doing a good job.
Good. All right.
You know what, Adam? Real quick, I want to get your reaction. I want to get a bonus react here, right? There has been in the last week, when you go to the Twitterverse and online and everything, there are so many expert captains out there in the world. I mean, it's like, you know, people playing GM around the NFL draft or something. It's like Stricker and Harrington have been working on this for 3 years, you know? Why do you think so many people or what's your reaction to everyone being so critical of picking Shane Lowry over Justin Rose? They're both world-class players.
What else are they going to do? People complain about everything. and there's never a decision that a leader ever makes that's the right one. Everyone has an opinion on everything and everybody wants to have their say. And there are Rose fans, there are Lowry fans, and you know, there's nothing. I mean, why do we do this show? It is simply to react and to discuss that of which we feel we are entitled to, which is our opinion. So people love the water cooler talk all day long, and there's nothing more than somebody picking a random golfer seemingly to give somebody that stir and that excitement of, hey, that was a bad pick. It's going to be up to Shane Lowry to prove them wrong, or maybe he doesn't care. I don't know. At the end of the day, we've got a team of 12 and a team of 12, and we're going to do our best, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he cares.
all right, we move on. Reaction number two. Now this is the Billy Horschel story. So in any other week of the year, Billy Horschel upset about something and then winning a tournament on the heels of that frustration might not be a story because it's Billy Horschel. However, in the gap between the Tour Championship and the Ryder Cup here in the middle of September, that's what we're talking about. Billy Horschel, for those of you who don't know, was not picked for the USA team. Not only was he not picked, Keith, but seemingly he wasn't even called to tell that he wasn't picked. And he's upset about that. He said, boy, it would have been nice to have gotten at least a call to let me know that I didn't make the team. And I don't know if there's anything that I find more confusing and confounding than that statement. If I'm not on the team, or if I didn't make the team, I guess I will know when my name isn't called, and then I'll move on. He's upset. He felt slighted. And then he went out and he won a tournament somewhere in the world. Give me the facts, Keith, and then give me your reaction.
My reaction is, before I get completely tangential, is that I'm going to give Billy Ho a big thumbs down, right? I don't think we can call everyone. And you know, quite honestly,
Billy Ho, did you get a call?
No,
I didn't get a call.
I mean, I know you weren't in contention, but I did expect a call. That. All right. But at the end of the day, I'm giving him thumbs down. I like Billy Ho as a player, but he seems like a tougher guy than that. You know what I mean? Like, he shouldn't have to let that out, that he was like, oh, I wish I got a call, because I just don't see him being that guy. I mean, he's a former FedEx Cup champ. He's been down this road before where he's had some disappointment not making the Ryder Cup team, winning events the week before or 2 weeks before the Ryder Cup. He talked about people above him on the list being called. Well, the people above him on the list were the two Kevins and Phil. And, you know, we couldn't get past Monday and Tuesday of last week without 8 million posts a day for Kevin Na to be on that team. Right. And I just didn't see that kind of support for Billy Horschel. So I don't know. Maybe Stricker showing his tough side and just saying, hey, you just weren't that close. I'm just not really sure. And at the end of the day, we know he didn't get called, but how many people were actually called that were above him on the list? And
where's the magic cutoff? How many people does Stricker have to have in his phone to text or call and let them know, hey, you're not good enough. I don't think I'd even want that call. Stricker's calling me. Hey, Steve, what's going on? Hey, just want to let you know that you didn't make it in the points, and you didn't make it on my short list. You didn't even make it on my long list, but I am calling to let you know that you can watch the Ryder Cup on TV. Thank you.
I think it goes back to how much of a discussion they were having as the past year and a half went on. And if it wasn't much, then he shouldn't expect a call. If they were talking once a month or catching up at PGA Tour events, and Billy felt like he was really a part of the conversation, then maybe a call was due. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all got to toughen up. The Ryder Cup's coming. We've won three in the last 25 years. We got a great list of that 12 players. And let's just roll on, you know. Billy Ho wins the BMW PGA Championship, which is basically the flagship event of the European Tour. That's a huge win for him. He's got a WGC. He's got a FedEx Cup. He's got a great resume. He's got 9 wins. Strike that. I think no, 7 wins. So
yeah, exactly, Keith. Yeah. 7 wins. I'm just checking my facts here. 7 wins.
You got to keep an eye on me. You know.
All right, let's move on. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about Billy.
Moving right along. Yes.
He didn't get, I mean, it's, hey, you can't, I'm not inviting you to the homecoming dance. I'm not inviting you to the prom. Just want to let you know that I am, however, taking Stacy, and she'll be alongside me, but you can watch it live on Facebook. That is what the equivalent is here of Billy Horschel complaining he didn't get a call to for that. Anyway,
I mean, I'd ask you for a bonus react into the fact that I never call you.
No,
but I just don't care, and I don't think either does Steve Stricker. So he's got more things on his plate.
Yeah, 100%. All right, we go into reaction number three. What is your reaction now to the wait? So the wait between the Tour Championship, which we reacted to last week, which nobody really cared about for some reason. That was a ick. And now we've got several days in between. We had the picks, and that was exciting and fun for about 25 minutes. And now we wait. We wait for the Ryder Cup. We wait for the buildup. We wait for that initial pairing to come out there, and the announcement of the first tee and the from the U.S. Dave Stricker, whatever that is, right? We wait for that. We have this little pocket of time now where the golf world will just wait for something else exciting to happen, and that is the Ryder Cup. Your reaction to the wait?
Honestly, it's a big thumbs down because we've been waiting over a year. Mm. It's not just an extra week. So when you think about it, it seems like we wait for everything. We're waiting for Christmas. I mean, the Halloween candy came out 3 weeks ago, and we're waiting for that. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, we wait for a lot of things. The buildup is good. It's been over a year. It's been 3 years since Paris. And that didn't go very well. It's been 5 years since we've had one on home soil. I mean, you know, the pot of boiling water is about to runneth over. I mean, this is some really good stuff. We know the 24 players involved. We can start to speculate on, you know, partnerships and who's going to lead out who. And, you know, I think it's just a really good, fun time for golf. I think it's a good time to catch our breath. And, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to turn a negative into a positive for you, Adam. I know you're a little bit limited in your creative mind, so I'm going to present you for lunchtime today, all right, while you're in the buffet line, 5 quick things you can do before next week, all right?
Yeah.
Number one, the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour are back. So you've got that golf to watch and consume, all right? Number two, you could play golf. You know what those fun formats are going to be of the Ryder Cup, the four ball, especially foursomes. Why don't you get out there and play a little foursomes golf this weekend, maybe with the missus, maybe with the kids, you know, something like that. Number three, you can watch the archive of Stick and Hack Reacts.
Oh, great. Great idea.
What an awesome opportunity with your downtime.
100%. Right? We can watch the transgression of you from Nice Keith to mean to Adam Keith. That'll be fun. That'll be fun for the family. I'll bring the kids in. I'll say, watch this guy get a yell at dad. That'll be fun.
You know, I'm just following Steve Stricker's telephone protocol. All right. That's it. You got to learn to deal with it here. Okay.
I'm dealing, baby. I'm dealing.
Number two,
Number four.
I was counting up.
I don't know. We don't know what you're doing.
See, there you go. Number four, watch some Ted Lasso. This stuff's great.
There you go.
It's entertaining.
There you go.
Yeah. Number five, pray for Tiger. All right. We want to see him show up at the Ryder Cup. We want to see him come back and play some golf. Stricker gave us some great news last week, said that Tiger hopes to play golf again someday. It's the first we've heard of that. We know he and Stricker are tight. So there you go. There's 5 things you can do because we're like a week away. Come on.
Yeah. And number six, you can go to stickandhack.com. Make sure that all your friends are members. Free membership of Stick and Hack. And you can buy stuff from the pro shop. And you can go back through and read all of Keith's articles as well as many of the other great content that's on there. There is, now that you say it, a lot to do. So that's great. Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio in New York City and host of The Pro Show. Find it where you get your podcast. I'm Adam Grubb from The Stick and Hack Show, which comes back in October, by the way, with guest Mark O'Meara, who was very, very good. We taped it last week, Keith. He is fantastic. And that comes out October sometime. I don't know. Doesn't matter. It'll be in October. Enjoy your afternoon, everybody. Enjoy the week of waiting. And we'll see you next Monday here at noon for Stick and Hack Reacts. I'm Adam Grubb. You guys have a great day.
And most importantly, enjoy lunch. See ya.